Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. Dr. Randy Carlson, you know, you've heard it said that the best way to sell anything is to hear a testimony of someone who really can say, hey, it's worked for me. That's what we're going to do today. We've got a friend here in the studio. I'll introduce him in a moment, who's going to share with you how intentional living's made a difference in his life, take you on his journey personally that's transformed his work and his life over these last number of years. We'll get to that in a moment. Again, this is Intentional Living. Our line is wide open to you. Maybe you have a story of how deciding to be intentional in your walk in Christ has changed your life, impacted your life, made a difference in an important area of your life. Give us a call. Stephen will take that call and we'll get you on the air here. 888-888-1717 is the number. That's 888-888-1717. You know, we were in a meeting this morning with Evan, our president of the ministry, and also with Mike Miller, who's here. Mike is a member of our board of directors, and we were talking about the ministry of intentional living, about our radio ministry, about what the future has for us, the direction we have for the ministry. And I was sharing with the guys that, you know, as I look at what we do every day, as I think about my life and I think about all the people I've talked to, including maybe you over the years, we all face these aha moments, these moments of awareness and recognition about what's important in our life. And we act on aha moments. And if we don't, sometimes they end up with oh no moments. You know, those moments, oh no, how in the world did that happen in my marriage or my finances? And so we know that intentional living is the solution. Intentional living in Christ is the solution to those aha and oh no moments of life. And as I mentioned, Mike Miller, who's a member of our board of directors, had one of those aha moments in his life back in 2010. At one of my conferences, Intentional Living, and we met at that time, and later Mike became a part of the board. And I asked Mike, I said, hey, Mike, come on in here today. We're having this meeting. I'd like to have you share a little bit with our listeners your journey. And so, Mike, welcome to Intentional Living.
Well, thanks, Dr. Randy. It's great to be here, and I'm trying to figure out if that was an aha or an oh-no moment when you asked me to come down and be on the program today. So,
well, tell me at the end, okay, how that turns out. Take us back 2010. We had a conference in Phoenix, I remember, about 1,500 people in a marriage conference, and this was the first time I had a chance to meet you. What was going on in your life in 2010 that led you to that conference, and what journey were you on at that moment?
Well, like all good men, I followed the direction of my wife, mm-hmm. and I took a message from her saying that, hey, you know, I have this a marriage conference I want to go to in Phoenix in a couple of months. And I said, okay, in Phoenix, that sounds pretty good. What's it about? And he said, well, as I sit in the line waiting for the kids to come out from school, I listen to a program called Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy's having a marriage conference. So I thought it would be good for us. So I said, okay, let's go. So sure enough, we found our way to Phoenix.
And of course, you don't live in Phoenix. You live in
Kansas City.
So yeah. You made the trip. What was going on in your life at that time?
Yeah, so at that point, I was working for a very well-known company in a high-level senior management role where I was working a sales team. Had been doing that for many years. Had just finished up my MBA and was thinking, you know, what am I going to be doing? Am I going to be spending the next several years of my life traveling like I was for many nights a week, sometimes two, three, four nights a week? Well, I had little kids, and at that point, my kids were 4, 6, and 8. And I was just coming to a point where I had to make a decision on, am I going to be doing this? And do I want to wake up 10, 12 years from now and say, what happened? Was I looking at the, you know, a tray table or actually spending time with them and with my family where I thought God was leading me to be?
So you came to this, the conference sort of teed up going on your own life. What did you hear? What was it that prompted some changes in your life?
Well, it's interesting because the reason I came was around the marriage conference. And I hadn't really listened to the Intentional Living, your program, before that. That was my wife. And but when we attended the conference and it went through some of the principles of intentional living, they just landed with everything that I was believed in as not only a leader at work, but a leader in my family. And you know, what I felt was right in life. And it was that connection that where I decided, well, I need to make an intentional decision here of what I'm going to be doing. And I think it was around 2009 that conference was. So it took me a little time. It didn't happen immediately. It takes time to live out intentions, I guess is the best way to put it.
No, we were talking before we came on the air that when you think about intentional living, the word intentional living, it's not a felt need. I mean, I don't get up in the morning and say, hey, you know, intentional living. But I do wake up in the morning and say, hey, I don't want to watch my kids grow up and miss them.
Yeah.
Hey, my marriage isn't going the way it should be going. My finances are upside down. Those are the things that we experience, those aha or oh no moments, as I call them. And what we know is that the intentional living process, this thing that we teach, is really the only way. Intentional living in Christ is the only way to true a life of freedom and peace and significance in life. I want to hear what happened because something transpired as a result of that conference that changed the direction of your life. We're going to get to that in a moment. You're welcome to join us as well. Maybe making a decision in your life, say, hey, I'm going to get intentional, has made a difference. Love to hear it as well. 888-888-1717.
It's a statement, simple yet meaningful. It's a powerful reminder that you have purpose and direction. While the millions of other fish are heading into the net, you're living free and living intentionally. It's your stake in the ground. You refuse to live the lie and will now celebrate the truth. It's two simple words that declare you're pursuing the one thing today that will change your world tomorrow. It's the Intentional Living Wristband, and it simply says one thing. To purchase, go to theintentionallife.com.
I think a fourth thing that Joseph did was he accepted that there was a bigger plan at work than his own life. We see life through these little lenses. And if we really study Scripture, we understand that we're part of something much bigger. I believe that God loves us, but God has some plan in place that I'm a piece of, and you're a piece of. And when we understand that we all are playing a piece that God has for us, that allows us to get above it and not see everything through our own lens. The opening sentence in the bestseller book that talks about purpose-driven life by Rick Warren is, it's not about you. Not about you. Is that anti-American? I mean, that almost seems anti-American, doesn't it? Because in our country, it is about you.
Mm.
And about me, right? That seems to be the culture in which we live. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching, members. Just a moment, speaking to members. The teaching for December is Living Intentionally When Life Doesn't Make Sense. And I thought, you know, that'd be a good topic for wrapping up 2018 because maybe life didn't make a lot of sense during this year. Things popped up that you didn't know where that came from and how to be intentional through that. Starting in January, members, be aware that starting in January, every month, the teaching will be focused on living life on purpose. We're going to have a year of living with purpose. I'm very excited about 2019. If you're not a member, this is a great time to get included. We'll make sure the December teaching comes your way on CD, and then starting in January, fresh, brand new teaching from me on the topic of living on purpose all throughout 2019. You can join today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and one of our staff will be happy to help you. Just press number 4 when you get there, okay? And also a reminder, this adds value to everything. Your best gift to the ministry today will be matched dollar for dollar. We have some friends of the ministry who have said they will match every gift to Intentional Living and to our radio ministry up to $100,000. Wow. It has to be by the end of the year, by December 31st. So please share with us today by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. New members recently, Catherine from Rio Rancho, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your support. Here's Tina from Albuquerque and Raymond from Albuquerque. Thank you for your support. Well, we're doing something a little different today. I've invited Mike Miller. Mike is one of our board members, and Mike brings a great deal of talent and skill and passion for the ministry to our board. But I met Mike in 2010 when his wife brought him to, I'm going to say dragged him. I don't know if he dragged. Did you get kind of dragged to the conference? Or
you know, it was Phoenix, and no. It was fine. So
came to the marriage conference. We met there. And Mike, you were going through this time in your life. You were very successful in your business, working with a very well-known business, top of your game, and yet something was missing. And what did you do as a result of hearing this message of living intentionally?
Well, I think the first intentional choice I made was to listen to my wife, Shelley. She has a heart for God, and she knew that this was going to be a right choice for our marriage. And I don't know if she connected the whole idea of, you know, next moves and where we were going with what eventually happened, but she, you know, listening to her, I think, was an intentional choice that was the right one. After the conference, a lot of prayer went into what's going to be next. And all those things you talked about in making a decision around fear, those all came up because it wasn't like I was in a position where I was not liking my role or my job or my position. I was actually in a very good place. And you have to sometimes step out of your comfort zone to be intentional. And I made the intentional decision that I was going to what I now call electively repurpose myself and what I was doing. And I decided to leave the organization I was with on very good terms and start my own consulting practice where I had the chance to dictate when I would be leaving and when I could be staying and being with my family more, who really needed me. And that was the choice I made. And it wasn't easy because at that time, if you recall, it's hard to recall a tough economy when we're in a good economy now, but then it was pretty rough and people were kind of questioning me and is this really a good move for you? You're kind of leaving at a time when you're at the peak earning potential of your career and so forth. But when I sat back and I looked at my kids and I looked at my wife, it was an easy decision. And weighing all of the most important things in my life.
Now, by making that decision, Mike, at that stage, being intentional to say, I'm going to leave this and do something different with my life so I can spend more time with my family, what was the outcome of that? What's resulted as a matter of making that decision?
Well, first, now that we can kind of fast forward to 10 years or 8 years afterwards, when my oldest is now in college, I have two in high school, and I can look back and say that I really got to spend time with them. I got to coach their teams. I got to be at all of their events. I don't even want to miss an event. It's just like drawing me to. In fact, I think I've gotten to the point where I may be in a little bit of overdrive because we don't have weekend events with my kids now that they're older. I'm going to my nephew's events, so looking for opportunities to do that. But it really helped me connect with them and be there for them when they needed it most and when my wife needed it most. Mm-hmm. And that just would have been as possible in the role that I had. I know that I would not have been there at some of those times. It just, and it's a choice we all make and at certain times. And I know that sometimes workplaces call for sacrifice, just from the standpoint of being traveling or whatever it may be. But I had to weigh the decision and what was most important to me at that time.
Mm. You know, life can get on autopilot. And I think one of the things that we feel strongly about intentional living is having these moments where we have a wake-up call. That's why I tell people I'd rather have aha moments than oh no moments. Mm. I'd rather have an aha. Hey, that, you know, we go to Sunday service and the pastor's sharing something that's an aha moment. If you really listen to what the pastor's sharing, hopefully you're having some aha moments saying, hey, you know, he gave me some good advice. There's some real counsel there. And if I follow that intentionally, it's going to make a difference in my life. Or if we glibly go on with our lives and keep going the direction we're going, we're going to have these oh no moments. And so to be able to say, listen, there's a wake up call. Let's do this. My guess is you look back 8 years and don't regret that you made that decision. But at the time, it was probably pretty fearful to do so.
Yeah, it definitely was. And all of those emotions that come with it, and even some of the experiences that come with fear, the reality of having to, you know, how do you figure out how to get pay yourself, you know, when you're just doing the work to pay the people that might be working for you or whatever it is, and not pay yourself and having those gaps and, you know, financially, and even at some points, maybe, you know, having traveled for such a long time, you know, my wife and I were kind of in a mode of, she was used to me being gone. And maybe at some points I was around a little too much, you know, and we had to work through a few of those issues as well. But no, I have no regrets. And it's been a learning experience the whole way. And it's, you know, it has its ups and downs and its ins and outs. But overall, I think doing what I feel God intended me to do, mm-hmm. or I would have the plan for me, I think I know that I made the right choice.
If you just joined us, you're hearing Mike Miller. Mike Miller is a part of our board of directors. I didn't know Mike before 2010. He and his wife came to a conference, radically impacted his life, direction of his life. And Mike has been so passionate about our mission and ministry of intentional living. When I picked up the phone sometime later and said, Mike, would you consider joining our board of directors? He said, I'm there. And he's been faithful as part of the board. And I'll have him, we're going to kind of pull back the curtain in a few minutes. Maybe you can share a little bit from a board member's perspective as you look on the inside now, coming in the ministry, what's going on, what God's doing, and where we are. We'll get to that in just a moment. So, hey, listen, we'd love to hear your thoughts as well. You can share your comments with us on our comment line at 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living. We'll be back with more with Mike Miller here in just a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly, I found just what we need for our mom's group Bible study. It's called the Intentional Word. It's this great chronological Bible I heard about on Intentional Living.
A chronological Bible?
Yeah, it's everything that happens in the Bible in the order that it actually happened. And we can work through it in about 15 minutes a day.
That sounds interesting. Because sometimes it feels like I barely have 15 minutes a day. Gotta go.
Make God's Word a daily habit with the Intentional Word Chronological Bible, available at theintentionallife.com.
It is. And, you know, the Chronological Bible is a resource that's life transformational and available through our ministry. Today, we're doing something a little different. Mike Miller, who's a member of our board of directors, is here today. We're having a business meeting. We're talking about the future of the ministry, looking at vision and so on. And last minute, I said, hey, Mike, come on into the studio. And I appreciate Stephen and Steve, you guys Rob adjusting the schedule so we could do this today. Appreciate it. To talk about Mike's own journey of living intentionally. And, you know, back in 2010, Mike came to that conference and he made a decision in the months that followed to change the course of his life, to really know his purpose, to live his purpose. And as we enter 2019 in just a few weeks, I've made a determination that next year, 2019, the theme for my teaching, for all of our member teaching for the year is going to be living on purpose, really knowing your purpose, and then living that purpose. And when you find that purpose and you really you find that sweet spot of where God has you and wants you, better things happen in your life. And I think it's a good time to be talking about this. So, Mike, you've been a member of the board now for several years, and I appreciate you bring passion, you bring a lot of business experience, your consulting experience. One of the things we've tried to do is make sure we have a board that represents various areas. We have an attorney on the board, and we have ministry people on the board, and we have visionaries on the board, people who set the policy and govern the ministry for integrity and so on. And Mike, we appreciate you being on the board. Maybe you could pull back the curtain a little bit and share what happens as a board member. What are the things that you guys are doing?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's an honor to be part of the board and play a role in this ministry that I think touches so many lives. And it was, I came to it, quite frankly, without any radio experience. I knew nothing more about radio than how I turned it on in my car. So, you know, no technical expertise there, but I've learned a lot of being part of this board. But I came at it from the standpoint of the intentional living message. And how does that wrap around this awesome communication tool and platform of radio? And, you know, our board meetings are, you know, sometimes very exciting. And we talk about some exciting new ideas that could be coming in the ministry. I think more than anything, I'm so impressed with the integrity of the ministry itself and the high bar that is set for standards and integrity and living the mission of the ministry, which is to lead all to live an intentional life in Christ. And I'm always impressed by that, leaving every board meeting and interacting with everybody in the organization. So that's always impressive. It's exciting to be around.
Mm. You know, one of the reasons Mike is here is we've been meeting, talking about the future. One of the things that I believe very strongly is that after all of these years of ministry, we always have to be looking at what does God have for us next? The world is going through a lot of transition, culturally and otherwise. The needs are greater than ever. I shared with you guys this morning that I believe that an intentional life in Christ, in fact, I wrote this down and shared it with you, intentional living in Christ is the only permanent solution leading to real life, real peace, and real freedom. We don't accidentally fall in to a growing spiritual life. We don't accidentally fall into becoming a Christian. We don't accidentally fall into a good marriage. It's a decision that we make. It's an intentional decision. It's declaring that intention. Just because we declare our intention that we want a great spiritual life, we don't save ourselves. Intentional living doesn't get you saved. God does the saving. God is the one who gives us the eternal life. But we have to make the decision then to live every day intentionally. As we look to the future, and I guess I'm throwing you a little bit of a question here we didn't prep for, I guess, but Mike, as you as a board member, as you look for where we're headed as a ministry, what are some of the things that are on your heart as you see where we're headed and as we continue this discussion of what God has for us in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think keep maintaining relevancy with the listeners and those who engage with the ministry and those outside, I think, is incredibly important in these times that are changing and maybe changing at a faster pace than most of us even understand because of the technology that we have and being able to stay relevant. And we know that the words and of the Bible and of Christ are always relevant, but how do we make those relevant to the times? You know, Jesus was adaptable. He hung out with a lot of different people in his day that would not always be considered what would be, you know, the commoners and the, you know, what would be considered standard. And I think we have to keep that in mind as we take this message of intentional living to those who need it and then meet them at their point of need. I think it's really important to stay relevant in that message and do what we need to do. You know, I believe God will, as long as we do that with a spirit of Christ and being able to share that message, God will bless that.
Mm. And we are so thankful for our members, those who support the ministry, frankly, who allow us to do this every day. We couldn't do it without their prayer and support. Hey, we've got a couple minutes left. I want to ask you, Mike, you're out doing high-level, high-priced consulting work with businesses and communities, you know, all over the country, and you work with people in really performance kinds of things and how to develop their life and frankly, to be more intentional. What would you share with people listening today about their own personal lives? What have you learned that you would share with them that would be an encouragement for their own lives?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think in the workplace, a lot of what happens in a performance setting is about how you show up. And, you know, we as believers, we could be faced with a lot of different circumstances at any moment in time, in any situations, whether it's a, you know, a conflict at work or maybe your manager or your boss isn't doing the right thing, ethical decisions. But it's really how you personally show up and bring your personal beliefs in Christ to the table, to work, and translate those in a way that people see that you're kind of the shining spot, the shining point that they can turn to. And, you know, a lot of us go through training on skills and our technical expertise, and a lot of time gets spent there. But, you know, so much about it is how you show up. And I think preparing our minds to reflection and prayer to be able to show up at our best, because, you know, work is a gift from God. And everything we do should be done like we're doing it for God. And work should be that, regardless of the situation we're in. And I know that there are some places that it's easier to do that in than others, but but it's how, you know, it's a personal choice and it's an intentional choice. Mm-hmm. And it starts usually with one step. I think that sometimes we think about having to boil the ocean when it comes to solving problems. But as you say, Randy, it's about one thing.
Right.
And starting with one thing is putting one step, one foot forward at a time.
When you look in the workplace in particular, what for a Christian in the workplace, what are some of those things specifically they can do to show up?
Yeah. You know, I really believe that we've lost this art of reflection, journaling and kind of keeping track of what goes on and tracking your own space and where you are day to day, coming home and writing a few lines down about what happened that day, you know, what was really energizing for you when you were at work and what wasn't, and being able to kind of keep score that way. That long lost art of journaling has gotten caught in our busyness. And, I often say that the new emotion is busy, you know, because if you ask somebody how they're doing today, you rarely hear, well, you know, not feeling good. You hear, well, really busy, really busy. Mm-hmm. It's like this new emotion we've created. And in that busyness, we've lost the sense of reflection and spending time with God, which I think prepares us for the next day, for the next challenge, for the next situation. So it's a huge opportunity that we can all control to be able to step back and reflect on where we were, when we were at our best, when we could be better, and how could we give back to the organizations we work with.
Mm. Very good. Hey, Mike, thank you for doing this today. I didn't give you much notice, but we were here meeting this morning. We're going to go back into meetings, and I'll tell you what we're talking about. Maybe you're not a person that loves meetings, but when we get into a meeting, we're talking about where is intentional living? What has God given us? We were talking this morning about the fact that if there were no limitations, you know, if we didn't have any staff limitations or dollar limitations, where would we like to see the ministry in 5 years from now? That's the kind of discussion. You know, think about that in terms of your family. If you could sit down with your family and say, listen, if we didn't have some of the stuff going on in our lives right now, where would we love to be in a year or two from now? What would be different in our family than it is today? And that gives you an opportunity then to work on some of those things to make that a reality. The same things we talk about in terms of a mission or ministry or a business can be the same kinds of vision casting and looking to grow in your own family relationship. So anyway, thanks for being with us, Mike. We'll get back into our meeting here in just a moment. Thanks to all of you for listening and being a part of Intentional Living. Again, love to hear how this message and how your decision to live intentional in Christ has made a difference. Tell us on our comment line at 888-888-1717. We'll be back again next time with more Intentional Living. And from all of us here on the team, Rob, thank you. Our senior producer, and Stephen, thank you. And our two Sallys today. Thank you for your help. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.